The following program is intended for a blind and print-impaired community. The Triangle Radio Reading Service presents Flavor, a monthly 30-minute program to help you live a happier, healthier lifestyle. It's all about helping you make smarter choices regarding diet and exercise. Things You Can Do This Week to Be a Happier Person by Tiffany Ayuda. Gabrielle Bernstein shares her tips on how to meditate your way to happiness daily. There's more to leading a healthy lifestyle than following an eating and exercise plan. Finding happiness in your everyday life can also make a positive impact on your overall health. According to a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, happiness has a positive effect on lowering cortisol levels, the stress hormone that is related to health conditions like type 2 diabetes, hypertension, and autoimmune diseases. But if you aren't feeling that happy on a daily basis, what can be done to change that? Gabrielle Bernstein, the New York Times best-selling author of May Cause Miracles, believes personal happiness, or as she refers to it, miracles, can be achieved through meditation. In her newest New York Times bestseller, Miracles Now, she writes that meditation helps because it gives you time to reflect, bring inner peace, and make a true assessment of where you are in your life and where you can go. Indeed, a study from JAMA Internal Medicine shows that meditation can help reduce stress and ease symptoms of anxiety and depression, which are related to a myriad of health conditions. Make the commitment to think differently about yourself and make happiness the first thing of the day. Number one, make your first thought of the day a happy one. When we look at ourselves in the mirror every morning and think of all the things we want to change, that's a choice we make, says Bernstein. Make the commitment to think differently about yourself and happiness the first thing of the day. She recommends listening to music to begin your morning instead of watching TV. Create a positive, uplifting playlist to help boost your mood and brighten your spirit. If you have a few minutes, sit still and meditate while listening to a song or two. Snap out of a negative mindset. Plagued by undesirable or destructive thoughts about yourself or others, Bernstein recommends employing her snap out of it meditation technique, in which you wear a rubber band on your wrist, and whenever you start to think negative thoughts about yourself or another person, flick the rubber band against your arm. It'll literally help you snap out of negative thoughts. Number three, unleash your inner child. Whenever you feel stressed about your responsibilities and commitments, unplug from the world. Shut off your computer and phone. Tap into your inner child. When we become more childlike, we grow our capacity for curiosity and creativity. Bernstein recommends taking a dream break during the day, in which you sit alone and spend 5 to 10 minutes thinking your way into a cool experience you'd hope to have. Open up to silliness and having more fun. That childlike energy brings us a much more positive perspective and releases tension, Bernstein says. Number four, sleep to restore your mind. Sleep is essential to optimal health, but often people forget that it's also a spiritual practice that benefits us mentally and emotionally. Lacking essential shut-eye is another way we block happiness from our lives. To help you get a restful night's sleep, Bernstein recommends using a simple Kundalini breathing technique. Sit up straight on your bed and breathe in using a U-breath, which is puckering your mouth as if you are holding a quarter between your lips. Breathe in and exhale through your nose. Continue this cycle of breath for 1 minute. are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. And now a recipe for lightened up pimento cheese dip. Makes 2.5 cups and takes about 10 minutes. The ingredients: 4 green onions thinly sliced, 8 ounces extra sharp cheddar cheese shredded, 8 ounces light cream cheese softened, 5 ounces of Greek yogurt, 1/4 cup of diced pimentos, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons sriracha or other hot sauce, and some pretzels or chips or crackers for serving. Directions: in a medium bowl, stir all ingredients. Refrigerate at least 2 hours and let stand at room temperature 30 minutes prior to serving. Serve with your pretzels, chips, or crackers. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. 7 small decorating tricks to get your house ready for fall. The coziest season of the year is here. There are plenty of things to like about fall. Crisp weather, beautiful fall foliage, and the excuse to indulge in the season's best food and drink, pumpkin everything, apple cider, and more. When summer changes to fall, everyone changes their wardrobes from shorts and bathing suits to chunky sweaters and warm scarves. So why not transform your home decor for a new season? Fall is the perfect time to experiment with different textures, thicker textiles, and a darker, more dramatic palette. Switch out your pillows and throws. This is just about the easiest way to bring some seasonal into a space without spending too much money. I like to add new pillows and throws around my house when I can, as the seasons start to change, says interior designer and Target home style expert Emily Henderson. I'll use thicker blankets with more texture on the back of my couch, or style them in a basket next to an accent chair. Plus, this is the perfect time of year to experiment with sumptuous textiles. Bring in some chunky knits or faux fur for a luxe look. Style the mantle. When the days get crisper, nothing sounds nicer than getting cozy by the fireplace. Since you'll spend a lot of time indoors, update spots where you and your family will be congregating. Make your fireplace the focal point of your living room by restyling the mantle, says interior designer Karen Vidal of Design Vidal. Group a different piece of art and some objects for different areas of your home. Then enjoy some new scenery by the flames. It's also a great opportunity to update fireplace accessories. Purchase a new basket for firewood or a decorative fireplace screen. Bring in the greens. Sure, summer brings out the best in nature because of all the gorgeous in-season flowers. But don't count out fall. It's time to showcase the best of fall foliage, like beautiful autumn leaves and green garlands. I love layering fresh greenery throughout my house all year long, but especially in the fall, Henderson says. Try Silver Dollar Eucalyptus. It'll leave your home smelling fresh, very affordable. I like to style branches and vases throughout my house. Create simple arrangements with in-season blooms like dahlias and chrysanthemums. Place the flowers or branches in a copper vase or even a mason jar. Mix in prints. There's nothing like curling up by the fire with a cozy Pendleton blanket or tartan throw. The patterns in your home decor will naturally tell a seasonal story, just like other colors do, Henderson says. Floral patterns and bright colors signal spring and summer. So for fall, try more substantial patterns like plaid or thick stripes and warmer colors. Also a great way to introduce patterns into your home if your current decor contains a lot of solids and neutrals. Just a blanket, pillow, or rug in these designs will signal fall. Accent with seasonal colors. When you think of an autumn color scheme, the first thing that comes to mind is probably a spectrum of oranges and reds. You can never go wrong with adding a few accents in this color scheme. Fill a vase with orange blooms or fill a bowl with oranges instead of mini pumpkins. You can also showcase books with spines or arrange vases and ceramics in the hues more prominently for autumn. The best part? You can keep these well into fall and through the Thanksgiving holiday. Lighten it up. Sometimes when it comes to decorating, we overlook the power of lighting. A soft glow or bright light can really transform a room. For fall, think of switching out light bulbs or displaying candles to create a cozy feeling. As the days get shorter throughout fall, it's nice to have great lighting options. When entertaining, I'll use different hurricanes and votives throughout a room or on a tablescape. For the everyday, Edison bulb lighting is on trend right now. If you're looking for a quick fix, hang up some string light bulbs on your wall or drape a scarf over a lampshade for a softer lighting. Change your bedding. In the summertime, it's about keeping things light and airy, but when the weather turns colder, you'll want to pile on blankets and textiles for warmth as a decorating move. Get your bed ready for colder months by swapping out your summer bedding and a warmer duvet. Changing your bed cover to a heavier one for the fall season instantly makes the bedroom feel more cozy and warm. Tailored quilting will emphasize the feeling even more. If you don't want to change out your duvet, or it's one that's good year-round, place a throw blanket at the end of your bed for another cozy layer. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. 7 Steps to a Successful Closet Purge. Ditching the items you spent hard cash on is no easy task. First things first, don't think, just dump. Power sort the items that you love or wear all the time into a keep pile, and the ones you know aren't working and aren't worth something into a donate or recycle bag. Pretend your closet is about to catch fire. What would you save? Says Jennifer Baumgartner, a psychologist and wardrobe consultant and author of You Are What You Wear. You'll make better decisions if you go with your gut and don't get sucked into the paralysis of analysis. To get started, ask yourself 7 questions. Does it serve you? This one powerful question can eliminate the majority of wardrobe clutter, says stylist Brittany Witkin, the author of Closet Organization, A Crash Course. What it means, does it make you feel good? Do you get compliments when you wear it? Or do you end up tugging at yourself uncomfortably? Does it coordinate with at least 3 other garments in your closet? A streamlined wardrobe is like a symphony, with pieces that work together harmoniously in many combinations. Instead of assigning clothing specific roles, this is my interview skirt, this is the sweater I wear with leggings, try imagining your closet as a bouquet filled with fresh possibilities, says New York stylist Kim Nacy. A friend comes in handy here. Take photos to remember your new outfits. Will you wear it again? Instead of peering into the past with the old, have you worn it in the last 6 months question, think about the future. Would you don that strappy dress if you had the right cardigan to go with it? Note that on a shopping list and save the dress. Let it go if you try to justify holding on to it with the idea that maybe someday, when I lose weight, go to a fancy party. Is it the best version? If the style is passé, the fit is unflattering, or the garment's seen better days, think stains, fading, shine marks on wool, a saggy bum, elbow or knee imprints, it's time for an upgrade or trip to the tailor. Sometimes, snapping a selfie while wearing the garment will give you a more honest portrayal than your reflection in a mirror. Is it high maintenance? If the effort of hand washing or the expense of dry cleaning keeps the article on the hanger, face facts, sub in something less fussy. This tip does not apply to formal wear. Does it have sentimental value? You don't have to part with your varsity letter jacket or the hat grandma knit. Just limit memorabilia to 1 storage box, says Nacy. As for the necklace your ex gave you that was really never your style, just why? Resolve to move on. Another option for a memento you can't part with, take a photo toss the piece. How would you feel if you were wearing it and you ran into your ex? Speaking of old flames, Nacy uses this line of reasoning when all else fails. Sometimes, people rationalize worn-out and unflattering clothes by saying, "I'll just wear them for running errands." The question helps put things into perspective. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Fresh Cranberry Brownies. Makes 12 large or 20 small brownies. Ingredients: 1/2 pound of unsalted butter, room temperature and cut into pieces, 1 pound of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 3 large eggs, 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1 cup granulated sugar, 1/2 cup of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 teaspoon ground cinnamon, and 1 1/2 cups of fresh cranberries. Directions: preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Line an 8x12 baking pan with parchment paper that hangs over the sides on all 4 sides. Combine butter and chocolate in the microwave and melt in 30-second intervals, stirring in between, until smooth and completely melted. Pour into the base of a mixer and add eggs, vanilla, and sugar, and beat until smooth and evenly combined. Add the flour, cinnamon, baking powder, kosher salt, and mix again until evenly combined. Stir in cranberries by hand and then spread the batter in prepared baking pan. Bake 20 to 30 minutes or until fully set and a toothpick comes out clean. Let cool completely, preferably chill overnight before cutting. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Cooking new uses for old things. New roles for items that can help you get the dinner on the table. Your microwave is a lemon juicer. Squeeze juice from lemons with less effort by first warming them for 20 seconds in the microwave. A colander is a flour sifter. Avoid overly dense baked goods by sifting flour through a fine mesh colander. Cereal box as a sweets carrier. Attention PTA members, here's a practical transport alternative for a bake sale. Tape a cereal box closed and cut away the front or back panel for a tray for those top-selling brownies, and best of all, donate the box. A fork as a pouring helper. Use fork tines to poke holes in foil seals of oil and syrup bottles to better control the way they mount the pour. Ketchup bottle as a dessert decorator. Run an empty plastic ketchup bottle through the dishwasher, then fill it with your favorite sauce or condiment. Drizzle some rosemary-scented olive oil across a bowl of white bean soup, a squiggle of fudge or raspberry sauce around the rim of a dessert plate. If calligraphy is not your strong suit, practice on a piece of paper or stick to abstract designs. You'll have a 5-star chef presentation in less than 5 minutes. A colander is a splatter blocker. When frying, top the pan with an upside-down metal colander to protect yourself from burns while still allowing heat to escape. Chip clip as a bookmark. Attaching a chip clip to each side of your cookbook will not only keep your place while whipping up dinner, it'll also help keep the book open. Tic Tac box as a spice holder. Pack small amounts of your favorite spice, red pepper flakes anyone, in old Tic Tac boxes to keep the food season on the go. Turkey baster as a pancake shaper. Use a baster full of batter to squeeze custom pancakes onto the grill. Start with easy letters and shapes, and then work up to more complicated designs like leaves. The trick is to draw the outlines and veins first, and then let them brown and fill in the gaps with more batter. A button is an apron hook. Cooking up a storm? For easy access, attach a button to the front of an apron so you can hang a pot holder or a loop dish towel from it. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. How to remember people. Make a game out of it. I'll say something like, tell me three things about your company, and guess what company it is, or what is that you're drinking? Wait, let me guess. Get people into the spirit, and depending on the party, you might even be more daring. Say, my friend and I are having a disagreement, so I'm taking a poll. Do you think kissing is cheating? Small talk should be playful. Like a game of tennis, not a job interview. And if you do need to get away, say you need to make a phone call, this is a better option than a buffet bye-bye, where you back away to get something to eat or excusing yourself to go to the bathroom. With a phone call, people don't follow you. It's more believable if you give details. Oh my gosh, it's 8:10. I'm so sorry I forgot to call my husband. Back in a sec. In a crowded party, you're allowed to say you'll be back in a second, not come back. That is, unless you're supposed to bring someone a drink. And then you have to. Repeat the last thing the person said. It's very effective because you're saying, I'm listening to you. I hear what you're telling me. Now let's move on. You can shift to a widely different place like, wait, tell me how your daughter's doing. The last time I saw her, such and such was happening. An idea is to give the conversation momentum. You can also do it by gently interrupting when someone is rambling and not making a point. Wait for a break. Let them sum up their message. What an incredible coincidence. I'm sure that made you feel so connected in your new city. Help your guests sound like their best selves. It works at podcasts and at parties. Pause. Be comfortable with silence. People talk for the sake of talking. But we all know it's better to think before we speak. And everyone has those moments. What did I just say? Why did I say that? Pausing lets you listen, respond, instead of thinking what you'll say next, which makes the flow more awkward. It's crucial in difficult situations. I was recently with someone who made an offensive joke, and I started giggling. I wanted to make the other person feel okay. We let our nerves get the best of us and compromise. Don't feel silent, embrace it, and then excuse yourself. You are listening to Flavor on the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The CDC is warning families about a disease you can get from your cat. The infection is usually mild, but hospitalization rates are up in recent years. This is by Amanda McMillan. Hospitalization rates for cat scratch disease are on the rise, said a new CDC report. The illness, which is sometimes referred as cat scratch fever, and yes, it's spread by cats, has been around for decades. But in recent years, a higher percentage of patients have developed serious, potentially fatal complications. Here's what you need to know, especially if you have young kids or loved ones with weakened immunity. What is cat scratch disease? Cat scratch disease is a bacterial infection transmitted to humans when an infected cat bites or scratches a person badly enough to break skin or licks an open wound. The infection is usually mild, and the wound can become inflamed and painful, and the person may also develop a fever, headache, loss of appetite, and swollen lymph nodes. Occasionally, an infection from cat scratch spreads to the brain, eyes, bones, muscles, and heart, causing swelling and damage, and can be fatal if prompt medical attention isn't received. In a new study published in the Journal of Emerging Infectious Diseases, looked at health insurance claims pertaining to cat scratch disease from 2005 to 2013. Over that time, the total number of reported cases declined steadily from 5.7 cases per 100,000 to 4.0 per 100,000. But the percentage of people with cat scratch who were hospitalized for the condition increased over the period from 3.5% to 4.2%. And based on those results, the study authors estimate that 12,000 people are currently diagnosed with cat scratch fever, and 500 are sick enough to be hospitalized. How can you protect yourself and your cats? About 40% of cats carry the bacterial responsible. It's transmitted to them via fleas or fighting with other infected cats. Dogs can carry and transmit the bacteria too, but less common. You don't have to give your four-legged friend up for adoption. We know pets are important and have many benefits. So if you love cats and have cats, here are some simple prevention methods. Give your cats a monthly flea medication. Make sure it's approved for cats, as some dog-specific formulas aren't safe. Keep nails trimmed, and try to limit time outside, or at least try to keep them from hunting and interacting with other animals that carry the bacteria. And just in case, don't let cats lick your wounds, and wash your hands after petting them. If they do draw blood, wash the area well with soap and running water, and call the doctor if you develop any symptoms within 2 weeks. My name is Rivka Skidmore, and you've been listening to Flavor. Flavor is presented in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service and is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. Flavor is also available as a podcast by visiting our website at www.trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments regarding Flavor, please contact the Triangle Radio Reading Service by phone at 919-832-5138. Flavor was produced by Rivka Skidmore in cooperation with the Triangle Radio Reading Service, located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Thank you for listening to Flavor.